Joining us now, it is of the Golf Swing Shirt, Ray Rapkavage. Ray, welcome to the Golf Shop.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing awesome, man. So the Golf Swing Shirt, I got it earlier, and I was doing some swings with it. It's a very interesting product. Felt like it was going to keep me very connected, so I'm looking forward to getting out on the range with this thing. So kind of give everybody maybe like a 60-second commercial. We'll start there about the Golf Swing Shirt.
Well, how it all began, it's kind of a very interesting story. Is I'm an amateur player. I've been around scratch, and I've been a 4 handicap and an 8 handicap, sometimes almost in the same year.
I know that feeling.
You can understand that. So, I always felt that that when I was really playing well, I felt that I was hitting the ball more with my body and less with my hands, and everything feeling more in sync. And that word in sync is correlated to what you said earlier, and that is connection. Uh-huh. Connection is the 800-pound ape in the room that will definitely separate a good player from a player who's struggling. And there's been, so much talk about it on and off about, whose swing on the PGA Tour swings like this, and also kind of what instructors are promoting this as a very important thing. And so I was in my front yard swinging a sand wedge. I shanked 3 balls in a row. I hit my house. I almost hit my car. I almost hit my tractor. I mean, the worst feeling. And I'm standing there saying, why do I feel like all of a sudden, it was almost like I caught a cold. I'm shanking the ball. So I felt that, well, I'm out of sync and I'm not connected. So I had this heavy sweater on. I pulled it over my head. I turned it sideways. I had the one sleeve in front of me and the other sleeve that was behind me. And I shoved my 2 arms into the one sleeve and started swinging. And immediately I was hitting the ball flush. And I'm just smiling and laughing to myself that this really is the sensation that I'm always trying to find in my swing. I practiced with this crazy stretched out sweater for about 3 weeks, and I saw how it was exponentially helping me hit the ball much better. So then I said, well, the sweater's a little heavy, it's a little cumbersome. So I graduated into kind of an Under Armour type shirt, which I cut the one sleeve off. I shortened the other sleeve. I tightened the shirt up and I pulled it over my head again, went to the driving range, hit about 1,000 balls. Everyone is laughing at me. And I'm just standing there saying, I don't care because I'm hitting the ball so much better. And then flash forward about a half a year, I kept putting that shirt on friends of mine and family, instructors. And, 85% of the people said that this is a very unique way to train the swing. So I came up with a pattern for it, I patented it. I put it out on the web. I gave it to instructors, and the Golf Swing Shirt inside of 4 years now is sold in 40 countries, and it's been a fun ride, I have to say. And the most important thing is it continues to help my swing. When I'm playing before, a tournament or an outing or something, I put it on for about a half an hour. I swing with it, hit balls, and it gets me immediately back, in the groove.
Well, and you're no longer ruining sweaters. So that's good too, right? That's got to be a positive. It's hard to describe, so we will tell our listeners to go to golfswingshirt.com and you can see this, but to describe it, it's basically a performance fabric, stretchy vest that has essentially what looks like a windsock sewn into the front.
Or an elephant's trunk.
An elephant's trunk. And you quite easily slide your hands inside the armholes of the vest and out the elephant's trunk, and it creates that triangle. It's the kind of thing that if you look at, Hogan's book and the perfect, stance and the perfect way to hold your club, this sort of forces it. But until there were these performance fabrics, you really didn't have an option to create something like this unless, of course, you want to ruin all your sweaters.
Exactly.
So I like the idea that it seems, and again, there's a lot of, you know, everybody's got the next big thing to save the golf swing and make us all better golfers. This one seems to focus less on the result and more on creating proper muscle memory. Is that correct,
exactly,
or am I reading too much into it?
No. That's exactly correct. And I think the other part of it, and it's something that I struggled with during my whole amateur career, is feeling what a golf pro is trying to tell you to feel as they're teaching you. And I feel that if you can feel it, you can learn it. When you can't feel what somebody is trying to show you as the proper swing plane and how you're supposed to stay in sync, it's very tough to kind of have that, you know, as a lasting feeling. But the swing shirt, you put it on for a while, and even when you take it off, you still feel like you're wearing it. The other interesting thing is, along the way, I sent a sample to Patrick Harrington, because he's always practiced with towels, you know, under his armpit, and he's had straps around his arm. So I sent him one, and he ended up trying it. His agent had called me, and he said, "We love the swing shirt. How do we get more of these?" And, you know, so he's turned out to be, a great advocate. He's on our team. And the greatest thing that he said to me is, "Ray, when I'm really swinging well, I feel like I'm not wearing the swing shirt. But when my swing gets out of sorts, then I feel like I'm wearing it." And that's the beauty of the swing shirt, where it pulls you right back into how you should feel. So,
and again,
that's what's happening.
Again, we're talking to Ray Rapcavage with Golf Swing Shirt. And so, Ray, give our listeners a feel. You said half an hour. I mean, what, realistically, the first time you get it, I mean, are you warming up with it on? Are you warming up first and then putting it on and then taking it off? Kind of give me a feel for how you would, the first time you have this, start with it, go through a range session.
Well, it's a great question. The way you start is, of course, you take it out of the bag, you slip it over your shirt that you have on, you slip your two arms into the sleeve that's in the front. You just take a couple of swings with a pitching wedge. You hit about 20 with the pitching wedge, and then you start to go up in the bag. You can hit driver. You can even putt with it. And chipping is really, really, it's very effective for that, because it makes the move while you're chipping very connected and very simple. And that's where, again, even in the short game, so many people struggle with so many different angles and so many different parts in their swing, where sometimes they'll chip, they'll hit it fat, they'll hit it thin, you know. But when you put the swing shirt on, and even when you're chipping with it, it just makes the motion so much easier. The other fun thing, and it really, you really start to see how it starts to help your swing, is when you go out and you play 18 holes with it on. You put it on, you tee it up, and you play every shot while wearing the swing shirt. And in a very short period of time, a few holes, maybe four holes, you'll start to see that even the shots that you don't hit perfectly are not that bad. They're still around the green, or they're not off the grid. And that's when it really occurred to me, as I was training with it on the course, that this is a very effective swing trainer, because to transition from the driving range to the golf course, as they've always said, it's the longest walk in golf. And, you know, again, people will see you, you'll be out on the course, you'll have this crazy shirt on. They might have a comment or two, but the results are great. And, you know, who cares?
Well, right? Yeah, you're looking for a great result.
Well, you're improving.
Yeah, now let's remind people, they don't want to try to drive the cart or drink their beer with their hands inside the elephant's trunk. Now, You brought it up, so I'm going to ask you the tough question. I mean, you know, historically golfers aren't necessarily the coolest people in the world anyway, as evidenced by a lot of the khakis that are being worn. But, you know, and I suppose that yesterday Mickelson and Kisner's attempt at the Three Amigos dance probably helped lower the bar even further. But how do we...
I cringed when I saw that.
It's just embarrassing. But how do you deal with the person who says, putting this thing on, I look so goofy, I'm not sure I could do it in front of anyone. What's your answer to somebody who says, this thing looks so strange that I'm not sure I could, I'm willing to do that? What's your answer?
I love that question because it's something that we see so many times. If we're doing a show at a driving range or an outing, there's going to be 20% of people who will look at us and laugh. And they'll make that comment. They'll say, I would never try that. I don't want to look silly. I don't want to look, you know, crazy with that orange shirt on or that black shirt. But that's the player who really does not respond well to any type of instruction because their ego gets in their way. And I always say they have their own little way of swinging that produces a score of 105. So we're not after that 20% of that player that has the ego and the vanity and not an open mind to try something a little outside of the box that really has proven itself. And it works. If you go online, there's hundreds of reviews on it by Golf Digest, by so many bloggers that sit there. The same thing. It's a little bit strange at first. It looks a little funny, but it works. And, so that's a long answer to a short question, but...
Well, Ray, my answer to that question would be those same people that are laughing at you on the range are the same people that are handing you their money at the end of the round, correct?
That's right.
So for people that are trying to figure this out, thegolfswingshirt.com. And when you go to order this, now there's various sizes, and you have to pick the size based on your weight, correct?
Exactly, yes. It's very, very simple. You don't have to try, to say, okay, well, I typically wear a large shirt or an in-between, kind of an XL and a large. You just look at the weight chart, and the weight chart is the determining factor. And... it's shipped from the East Coast. It's produced in the USA, and we are proud about that. If anybody has any other technical questions about it or thoughts or comments, they can send us an email, and we always respond.
Well, awesome, Ray. I've actually got a golf tournament coming up in about a month, so I'm going to be getting out and practicing with this thing, and we'll hope for good things. I'll give you some feedback on it.
I'm sure it'll help you a lot.
All right. Well, Ray, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning. And again, golfswingshirt.com if you're looking to make a purchase. Thanks a lot.
Great. Okay, guys. Take care.